You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So while Emily and Jeremy were kissing under the mistletoe at New Year's Eve or whatever.
With tongue.
At our big New Year's Eve party. I was out of town during the break. I went out to the West Coast for a few days. And I need to tell a story. And I wanted to make sure that Chris with a K was in the room. Because back in her early days, Chris worked for a hotel and was housekeeping.
I was.
So you know all this. And I used to ask you, I said, don't you have stories about that? And you said, yeah, but there are some that you don't want to tell on the radio. And so let me tell you my housekeeping story. And this is something that I think had never really occurred to me before, but now I'm never going to be able to forget about it when I stay at a hotel.
Oh, God.
Can't wait.
Yeah, okay. So I just want you to know, the first morning I'm there, whatever, I'm gone, I'm off having breakfast. And when I get back to the room, housekeeping is there. You know, they got the door propped open and the cart's outside, right?
Sure.
So I just walk in, grab something, say hello to the housekeeping lady. Hi, thanks. You know, I'm just grabbing this, got my stuff and left. Next day, getting ready to leave the room when housekeeping shows up. I'm like, I'll be out of here in a minute, be out in a second. And she comes in, does her thing, and she has the door propped open. I'm about to walk out, and there's a guy who's kind of walking past the room and then stops at the concession thing right next to the vending machines.
Okay.
And is there for a long time. And it's kind of putzing around. I'm like, why is he staying there so long?
Big decision. Suspicious. Regular M&Ms or peanuts?
And bear in mind, he had made a point of looking into the room as he walked past.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, you know me. I was raised by a guy who for a while was a private investigator. So I've got that spidey sense.
Radar's up, yeah.
So I finally leave and I walk past the guy. He's still at the vending machine. And I go all the way downstairs. I take the stairs rather than the elevator. And I get all the way to the bottom. I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
Right.
I came back up the stairs, went in, and I go walking past. The guy is still at the vending machine.
Okay.
I go back into my room, which is next to the vending machine. Housekeeping lady is in the next room in the bedroom, making the bed or doing something like that. So I just stood there in like the living room of this room, and I waited. And about 10 seconds later, this guy comes walking by, but he, instead of turning right and going down the hall, turns left and he walks right into my room.
Whoa. No,
did you jump him?
He didn't.
And he stopped when he saw me. And then he did that thing where he's looking around like, oh, my God, I made a wrong turn.
Mm-hmm.
I made a wrong turn. And he took off and he went back down the hall. Then came back about another, because I just stood there. Came back about another minute later, back to the vending machine again.
Did you say anything to
this
him?
This guy's hungry,
like,
huh?
What are you doing, dude?
No, I just locked him with the laser look in his face because he's like, hey, I just made a wrong turn. I didn't mean to come in here.
I don't want to steal your laptop.
So I call hotel security. I call the front desk and they're like, we're sending security over. And we make it a point because I cannot communicate with a housekeeping lady because I do not speak her language. Mm-hmm. And I cannot communicate with her about, you know, what's happened and close the door and all that. And they communicate with her as like, all right, from you're in here from now on, close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked for a description of this guy, and they fan out two guys to search the hotel for him.
You should have just had your phone out waiting for him.
I said, listen.
Oh, Jeremy, so good.
I said, listen, this could very well be completely innocent.
Yeah.
He's probably a hotel guest. He's probably just a guy.
Probably in my room.
You know, right. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Really? Wrong turn.
You know, I'm sure there's a 90% chance that everything's fine.
Did he have anything from the vending machine in his hands?
I could hear change coming out of the vending machine. All I know is that I just had a weird sense about it. And so now I want to ask you, Chris, this thing about housekeeping, keeping the door open while they're doing their thing, what is to stop anybody from coming in? And remember, I'd come walking in the day before.
Yeah, and just, she just brushed it off.
She had no idea who I was.
True.
Right?
Yes.
And I grabbed something and walked out of the room.
Right.
So are there thieves who wait until they see housekeeping with the door propped open, walk in and act like it's their room?
Wow. Apparently there are. That never happened to me, but
how would you know though?
Yeah. How would I know? I never thought about it.
Because I mean, don't you have
it?
To keep the door open? So there's like So the cleaning folks aren't stealing your stuff? Is that like a policy thing?
It's a convenience thing, I think.
Right, running out to the cart.
Like you're bringing sheets right. and you're running out to the cart all the time.
What kind of room was this with its own living room?
Well, it was, it was a little mini suite, yes.
What kind of establishment was this?
It was pretty nice.
But so, I think I would have, you know, I if I could initiate conversation with the person, I probably would have asked them, like initiated conversation with them to make sure it's their room. But that's really creepy what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The poor guy sounds like he had low blood sugar or something. He was just kind of wandering around.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.